Hare Krishna. We continue with our readings from Ananda Vrindavan Champu by Srila Kavikanapura, who was blessed as a child with extraordinary poetic abilities by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. We left off with insight of the poet. He says, although Krishna can actually liberate anyone who's trapped in material existence, he himself remained bound by the loving affection of his mother. So the mortar had been stuck between these two massive, deeply rooted Arjuna trees, and Krishna had broken them. At that time, two effulgent persons emerged from the trees. These two were two demigods who had been cursed previously by Narada Muni, and now, when they were free from the curse, they offered these prayers to Krishna. O embodiment of eternity and boundless bliss, you appear even more attractive than a cluster of soft, beautiful, dark blue rain clouds. All glories to you. All glories to you. No single entity can understand the mysteries of your transcendental pastimes. You have appeared here on earth just to enact your splendid spiritual pastimes. Along with your appearance came many mighty demons eager to fight with you. However, you always exhibited greater power and easily defeated them in an artistic fashion. Yeah, Krishna sometimes danced even when he defeated a demon like Kaliya. He does things artfully. Even though you are just a tender boy, you have personally uprooted these two massive Arjuna trees. You're definitely one without a second. There's no one who equals you. You pour mercy upon everyone and bestow abundant affection to the fallen. As a common man enjoys different playful sports, you relish wonderful varieties of rasa in all your pleasant artistic transcendental pastimes. Truly, Krishna, you are the embodiment of auspiciousness, appearing in Vrindavan to benefit all the Brajavasis. The moon, who's the lord of the stars, becomes totally afflicted upon seeing the beautiful radiance of your moon-like face. The natural glow of your attractive lips surpasses the reddish color of a bimba fruit. You delight learned sages by cutting the dense vines of ignorance with the axe of your mercy. It's very important to note that when in the Vedic parlance we speak of ignorance, we don't mean an ignorance, for instance, of the path from here to there, or an ignorance of a cooking recipe. The term avidya refers to thinking that which is temporary and full of misery to be well of any value. In other words, it's the ignorance of the spiritual reality. So you are known among amongst great sages as the one who takes the axe of your mercy and cuts through this dense vines of this avidya. It's almost like cutting with a machete through a jungle. Human intelligence cannot penetrate the fathomless ocean of your transcendental pastimes. But one can attain your lotus feet by following pure devotees. The words of the lotus-born Brahma, the blue-throated Mahadev, and other demigods are always ornamented with descriptions of your transcendental qualities. While your effulgence alone displays complete and unlimited power, you personally perform various playful pastimes. Strands of jeweled necklaces adorn your broad chest. Your feet deride the purity of land lotuses. Although you appear in specific forms in all four yugas, you have as many unlimited names and forms as there are stars in the sky. In the white incarnation, your glorious deeds were pure and faultless. O Lord of the three worlds, you quickly satisfy the desires of all the materialistic people who proudly proclaim, "This is mine." O Master, we offer our respectful obeisances unto you. In this whole wide creation, who can compare with you? You are one without a second, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is not bewildered by your illusory energy. O Enchanter of all minds, you astonish everyone with your matchless ability to do the impossible. Krishna has a matchless ability to do the impossible. You will read a little bit more. O bliss personified, O darling son of Nanda Maharaj, as the crest jewel among all the immortals who wander through the pleasure groves of Vrindavan, you perform super excellent pastimes. Though using the choicest Sanskrit shlokas, the best of sages fail to properly praise you. You exist simultaneously as formless bliss and bliss personified. In either gross or subtle forms, you alone exist everywhere. You exhilarate both your humble servants and the realized souls. The incessant stream of consciousness flowing from your lotus feet looks like a form of the nectarian Mandakini. Please shelter us under your splendid sweet lotus feet and destroy all attachment. It's preventing this. What a nice prayer. Please shelter us under your splendidly sweet lotus feet and destroy all attachments preventing this. So there's more. They don't stop that prayer, but I just wanted to talk very briefly about this last point. That is how Krishna is requested to destroy attachments. It's a very nice verse in the first canto of the Bhagavatam, who describes a person who has actually found shelter at Krishna's lotus feet, is Narada Muni. We know that after Krishna had appeared to him, Narada Muni felt great pain when again he lost sight of Krishna. But Krishna left him with some instruction. He said, "Or though you will not see me again in this life, you will still purify your consciousness more by chanting my holy name." So he became a devoted chanter. It's actually in the Bhagavatam. It said, Narada Muni says, "As soon as I chant, Krishna appears on the lotus of my heart as if called for." Anyways, his life is very interesting. A verse in the Bhagavatam says how he lived in that incarnation when he was purifying himself. It is described, he roamed through the world chanting the holy name and spreading the chanting. He constantly remembered within his mind Krishna's form and pastimes. And what was very remarkable in him is he was free from material attachments, because he became attached to Krishna, and he absolutely was free from pride and enviousness. He was simply waiting for the time when he would give up his material body. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes what this means. Narada Muni went through the world always remembering Krishna and chanting his name, and he he was always remembering Krishna by chanting his name, and he simply waited for the time when he could become an associate of Krishna. I like this very much, this idea of spending one's time in this world with a high vision. The high vision is I'm just remembering Krishna, and I'm helping others to remember Krishna. I remind them, and I avoid any attachments because I want to become an associate of the Lord. And then the greatest difficulty needs to be overcome. When one makes a little advancement, it could be well that one becomes pride and envious of the achievements of others. So Narada Muni just keeps away from these two, pride and enviousness, because it's these two which anchor the consciousness again in material life. So, the Lord cuts with an axe the vine of ignorance of his devotees, and then the devotees stay free from the influence of Maya by following this formula, chanting always, remembering Krishna, reminding others of Krishna, and waiting to become an associate of Krishna, and just being very careful with the two big enemies of genuine spiritual progress, pride and jealousy, Krishna. Fine, so Kubera and Mani, the two sons of Kubera, Manikariva, and who was the other one? Nala Kubera. They pray, they have not yet ended their prayers. Tomorrow we will hear some more amazing demigod insights into the nature of Krishna. And then the day after tomorrow, I think we will conclude this Damodar pastime. We wish you all the best here from Sridham, Vrindavan. You can hear in the background explosions. This is not something to be feared. There is no war in Braj. What you hear is the young boys already preparing their crackers for Diwali, which happens the day after tomorrow. So they are already restless to experiment various kinds of crackers, and therefore ping, 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 there's always this sound in the background. Shri Vrindavan Dham ki jai, Shri Krishna Balaram Radha Shyam Sundar ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.